WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The battle for the White House shaping up to be a tighter contest than ever, headed into the first presidential debate tomorrow night on ABC. It'll happen in Philadelphia. Here's ABC's Christiane Cordero on a new New York Times Siena poll.
A new poll shows a tight race. Trump at 48% among likely voters. Harris at 47%, well within the margin of error. But Trump's approval rating is higher than during his previous two campaigns, and the poll shows likely voters view Trump as closer to the political center than Harris. 47% say Harris is too liberal, but only 32% say Trump is too conservative.
Manhunt resuming in southeastern Kentucky for the man that's a suspect in a series of highway shootings along I-75 that have left at least five people wounded. Scorching temperatures in the Southwest leading to fast-moving wildfires and thousands of evacuations in California and Nevada. This is ABC News. New accusations over the withdrawal from Afghanistan. House Republicans releasing a report accusing the White House of misleading the American people and failing to heed the advice from the Pentagon. And GOP Congressman Mike McCaul, chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee, tells CBS's Face the Nation.
Foreign policy is at stake. What happened after Afghanistan impacted the world. Why? Because Putin responded by invading Ukraine 2 months after Afghanistan fell.
Connecticut Democratic Congressman Jim Himes, though, calls it nothing but partisan political politics.
It is going to be a nakedly partisan campaign thing.
Yeah, both members of Congress were speaking to CBS's Face the Nation. New Hampshire's governor to the rescue at a lobster roll eating contest. Governor Chris Sununu jumping on the stage when one of the contestants started choking. The governor performing the Heimlich maneuver. The man he saved, right back at it, went on eating seven more lobster rolls. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwig delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwig puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwig. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwig for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are pursuing a murder charge with a hate crime enhancer against an inmate to the Green Bay State Prison accused of killing his cellmate last week. Authorities say Jackson Vogel strangled Michael Laureano on August 27th and told deputies it was because Laureano was black and gay. Governor Evers opposes the idea of splitting UW-Madison from the rest of Wisconsin state universities. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
This idea of splitting up UW-Madison from all the other UW system schools seems to gain some momentum every once in a while.
Tell me why that's a good idea. I have no idea. I mean, we have a system. It works. It's underfunded, but it works.
A legislative committee is considering the plan. Any change to the UW system structure would require legislative approval. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping two of three games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past seven games, manager Pat Murphy said that the team is going through some growing pains.
They could be tired. They can be feeling it. They can be trying not to. You know, they can be trying too hard. You know, a lot of young players still in there. We had five, most of our lineup are basically first-year guys.
Milwaukee will set out on a six-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still 9 games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow, almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinere returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right. The John and Gordy Family Show.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful morning again.
It's gorgeous. We've got sunshine. Highest today, close to 80 right now.
Yep.
60 degrees here. Yeah.
And the dew point's probably low.
Probably. Yeah.
Humidity, probably low.
Yes. And probably we have Terry Bell right here in the studio with us.
Oh, morning, guys.
Yes. Hey. In fact, I'm certain of it. He's standing right in front of me. How you doing, Terry?
I'm well. Yeah. How are you guys?
Good. So what's the big news today? What's
a lot of things going on. I'm sure you guys are talking about Trump's rally in Mozenie Saturday.
Unbelievable stuff.
You know, over in eastern Wisconsin, Manitowoc area, investigators are taking a look at human remains, which many people are speculating may be that of a missing 3-year-old boy since February, Elijah Vu. That has not been confirmed by authorities yet. But the big story today is a salmonella outbreak. Some eggs from a farm in Wisconsin have made 42 people in Wisconsin sick and 65 people in 9 states in all. So be very careful about that. If you got some eggs in the fridge with labels like Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market, you should probably just throw them out or take them back to the store.
Good idea. Real good idea.
Yeah, don't take a chance.
Exactly.
Yeah. Takes a while for salmonella to take off, doesn't it? About a week or so. I mean, you get infected
really? From
with
the time you get it to the time you get symptoms.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think so.
That's true.
Yeah.
Man. Well, I just had some eggs over the weekend a couple of times. I got to wait till the end of the week to see if I've got it.
Well, we'll try to get a fill-in for you.
All right.
Thanks, Terry.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Have a great day.
All right.
It's Terry Bell, our Civic Media News Director. Okay. So.
Well, this is a big story.
Pansy
Spices.
Is it time to use the big story intro because you requested it?
Well, Gordy put this thing together.
Gordy
and he's
yelled
insisting.
At me because I apparently never use this.
Yeah, you don't. I made it. You know,
well,
I think
grabbing him by
night,
the collar and pushing him up against the wall was a little extreme, Gordy. But I think, now he'll play it for you. Okay.
The big story.
What is your story?
What's the story, John and Gordy?
The big story.
That's nice.
You like that?
Yeah.
You never heard it before, did you?
No.
Okay. It's because Sam squirreled it away somewhere.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. So he wanted to make a bigger production out of it.
Well, I mean, until you do make a bigger production out of it, let's use it.
Okay.
No, it's great. It sounds good. Okay. You needed that, right? You needed a little stroke on that? No, you didn't. All right. Harris.
What's so funny?
Nothing. John and I have secret signals that we use.
that are pretty obvious sometimes that it's not so secret. All right.
You go ahead with your little story.
Kamala took a little break, you know, and she went into Penzi Spices in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know, they have a Penzi Spices right here, headquarters. Wonderful place, great liberal progressives, love them. She stopped by to get some seasoning mixes. One customer saw Kamala and began openly weeping. As wow. Harris hugged her, and our first cut is that.
Okay.
Is that moment?
Okay, here it is.
Oh, it's gonna be good. We're gonna be good. We're gonna be fine. We're gonna be fine. We are all in this together.
Yes, we are.
We're gonna
yes,
be fine.
We are.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Thank you.
Yes.
Did you get some spices?
What? That's the best
Christmas. Oh. It's all good. It's all good. We're standing strong, right? We love our country. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Now, see, it's not cult-like at all.
Okay.
Oh, that, yeah, I mean, that's just heartwarming. And
it is.
She knows how to relate to people that are standing there.
Right.
Penzi Spices.
Mm-hmm.
And she also thanked Penzi Spices for their position on politics.
Actually, I'm honored to have their endorsement. And I think that what they both, as leaders who are well respected, are making an important statement that it's okay, and if not important, to put country above party. And I'm honored to have their support, and I think it's an important statement right now. People are exhausted about the division and the attempts to kind of divide us as Americans. And them stepping up to make this public statement, I think, is courageous, but also for people like the folks I was just talking with, it really reinforces for them that we love our country and we have more in common than what separates us. Look, it's time to turn the page on the divisiveness. It's time to bring our country together, chart a new way forward.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little message, isn't it?
It is. It's good.
Yeah. And she was criticized for the whole thing.
Of course.
Of course she's criticized for it.
Oh, the MAGAs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fox News' Jesse Waters really did not like any of this hugging stuff. So let's get to that. Got 53.
She kicks everybody out of convenience stores before she goes in. How many times have you seen Kamala dive into a crowd and start hugging the American people?
Oh, it's outrageous.
How can you be for the people if you're afraid of the people?
What? You're afraid?
Someone take it from
but
me.
You're hugging.
Who are the yellow jackets? Come here.
They're my school.
They're your school?
What school is that? Freeport.
Freeport? What's your name?
Charlotte.
Nice to meet you, Charlotte. I'm Kamala. Are you cooking also? What are you doing here? Or did you bring an adult with you? Or are you just hanging out?
How are you? Can I have a hug?
Yes, come here. Of course.
Hugging, well, hugging a little girl.
Yeah, it seems like that's
fine. Outrageous. You know, they kicked everybody out of the store that they didn't like, and, you know, they kept a little girl there.
Okay.
Just to hug her for the cameras. Mm. Now, there are a couple of other surreal moments from Fox News I just have to play for you. Cut 54, let's just play this.
Not just any spice store, you guys, that she stopped at. The vice president stopped at Penzi Spices in downtown Pittsburgh. What's Penzi's? It's a nationwide chain that's become pretty well known for posting about politics, often attacking the GOP. Take a look at this, okay? Penzi's just recently offered customers a discount to celebrate Trump's indictment. They sent that out in an email, branding the spice Justice, saying, re-indicted, and it feels so good.
There it is. They have great messages.
Yeah,
great ads. They've got a great point of view, and it's the place to go to get your spices. Definitely, I go there all the time.
And they're headquartered
when I need
here,
that stuff.
Is that right?
I believe so. Yeah. And they're just down on University Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Great place, right near where you are.
Yeah,
you should stop by there. Now let's get to another cut. But this is even more funny. It is. This is cut 55. Check this out. This is Molly Hemingway making a comment about Kamala.
You know, it's so interesting with Kamala Harris. She puts off a pretty good first impression, I think, for a politician.
Yeah.
But her problem is that the more you see her and the more you see her in action, it seems to fade for a lot of viewers. And so that Penzi's spice store visit is a great example. It was kind of a cringe-inducing thing.
It was?
She also couldn't get her messaging right. She goes to a store known for bigotry and then says we want to move past divisiveness. And it just shows that she's not really maybe ready for this level of the playing field.
All right, I got to show you, Lisa, the website here. We can show it to you now. Going forward, we would still be glad to have you as customers, but we're done pretending the Republican Party's embrace of cruelty, racism, COVID lies, climate change denial, and threats to democracy are anything other than the risk they legitimately are. If you need us to pretend you are not creating the hurt you are creating in order for you to continue to be our customer, I'm sad to say you might be happier elsewhere.
Oh, man.
Okay.
How they came up with any of that is just mind-boggling.
It is.
But it certainly is a twist on everything. And, you know, people are just so sad seeing her hug people. They just hate that.
And they can't take it.
And Jesse Waters, according to Zach out in Sun Prairie, says he also doesn't like straws.
He sent a picture of Jesse Waters sucking on a
straw. Sucking on a straw. But Tim Walz, if he has a straw in his drag, no way. You can't have that. Oh, my goodness sakes.
Thanks for that text. You can send us a text at 608-879-8255 or give us a call or check out the Civic Media app. I want to remind everybody this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com. A little later on this week, Thursday night is night market. Time here, and we'll be right across the street here in front of the that building over there.
The Overture Center.
Yeah,
it's going to be the first night market with all of the hordes of students who have returned to campus.
Yeah. So we got to do something special. We're going to give away a lot of T-shirts that night, I have a feeling. Yeah. We're going to do something special. So night market Thursday night. Right across the street.
Yeah, and we'll have a breakdancing competition like last time.
Yeah. That went really well last time. Should have seen it. It was crazy.
That was 20 years ago.
Breakdancing. Okay.
I don't know why I thought of that. All right, let's get to... This was on Facebook, a clip of the ad, from the Drudge Report. The headline was, Trump threatens to jail Kamala donors, all right? And then the comment was put up there by Sly, who introduced our program. First day we were on,
Sly
came in, a great pundit, great left-wing talk show host who moved to Milwaukee now, He's loving Milwaukee, by the way. Mm-hmm. And this is what he posted. He said, I woke up this morning, looked out the window, Lake Michigan and Milwaukee, looking amazing, and then made the mistake of opening my laptop. This headline is scary, you know.
Oh, boy.
Trump threatens to jail Kamala donors. Are we in a U.S.? This is not normal. None of the Republican presidents in my lifetime would even think of threatening Americans who happen to support the other party.
Yeah.
To my Trump-supporting friends, is this okay with you? If so, move to Russia.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. And
we got a text here from Drew in Watertown. He says, so being anti-Trump is now a form of bigotry? Three question marks after that. Wow.
Exactly.
Thank you for that.
And this is another, this is a, I think it's a post on X from Trump.
Okay.
He wrote, it was a disgrace to our nation. Therefore, the 2024 election, where votes have just started being cast, will be under the closest professional scrutiny. And when I win, those people that cheated will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which will include long-term prison sentences so that this depravity of justice does not happen again. We cannot let our country further dissolve into a third world nation, and we won't. Please be aware that legal exposure extends to lawyers, political operatives, donors, illegal voters, and corrupt election officials.
Wow. Okay, 19 minutes past the hour. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Paul Fanlon. From the Cap Times on the John and Gordy Show, WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Ever heard of Joan Bollweg? She's your state senator, and she's got one of the worst records on women in the entire state senate. But don't take our word for it. Listen to women who live in her district.
Joan Ballwood wants to ban abortion, even in cases of rape, incest, and when the mother's life is at risk.
And would jail doctors who perform them.
Ballwood voted to ban birth control, too, and to deny rape victims emergency contraception.
Banning all abortion, banning birth control. Ballwick even wrote a law that would force doctors to perform C-sections on women who need an abortion. Some decisions should only be between a woman and her doctor. But Joan Ballwick thinks politicians like her should make them for you.
No one wants to tell you what to do with your body more than Joan Ballwick.
But she can't tell you what to do with your vote.
There's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieski for State Senate. Paid for by Kieski for Wisconsin.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
FM. WMDX. 92.7 FM.
That's
the John and Gordy Family Show, broadcasting next to the Capitol, overlooking State Street.
Beautiful sunshine today, high close to 80, right now 60. Hey, we want to give a good shout out to our friend Dom Salvia, who starts today.
Dom is going to be on in the afternoon at 4 o'clock, first broadcast, alone,
solo,
doing his own show, and that's fantastic. We'd love to have him here.
Yeah, I have. In fact, we're lining up an interview with him Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah,
this
something
week.
We'll like be, that. We'll talk to him.
Yeah. So good luck, Dom.
Yeah, that's
and,
fantastic
congratulations.
To hear. So I hope, you know, everybody understands, you know, that, you know, Mike Crute left on his own. It was his decision to go, but it was great to keep Dom here at the station.
Yeah. Look forward to hearing him today, first show.
All right.
All right.
Should we check under the radar here?
Let's see what's on the radar and under it.
It's a radar detector.
Okay. There's something showing up.
We got to get a different guy, I think, for that. Some New Yorker, you know. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Trump in Mosinee yesterday.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Don't we just love his appearance here in the state? This was a groundbreaker. It was just full crazy.
He was at the airport.
He was just crazy.
Okay.
He promised, as we mentioned in the previous break, that he's going to arrest everybody that votes against him, planning to vote against him.
Jails are already overcrowded.
You know, I saw some analysis by some legal professionals on television over this comment about arresting these people that support Kamala instead. In fact, wants to go after donors, too, which is amazing, that they think this is a tremendously dangerous violation of intimidating voters. And it should be, and it should be illegal. It should be an act that should be prosecuted.
Right.
Can you imagine the dampening effect it has on people who want to contribute, who want to support their candidate, to go out in public and support that candidate? And knowing that you could be prosecuted if Trump wins the election is, I just beyond...
It's
your imagination. No one ever thought that this was going to happen.
I know.
But it
is.
He's
getting desperate. It's just every day gets worse.
Worse.
Yeah.
More desperate every time. Let's listen to this cut that just, I want you to kind of pay attention to the fact that he talks about a bloody story. Yeah. Okay. This is cut 46.
Okay.
All right. Let's check this out.
There are radicals headed up by a radical governor in Colorado that has no clue how to solve this influx of crime into his state. And by the way, Colorado is one state. It's much worse in other states. But in Colorado, they've taken over. I mean, in Colorado, they're so brazen, they're taking over sections of the state. And, you know,
immigrants.
Getting them out will be a bloody
bloody
story.
A story.
Should have never been allowed to come into our country. Nobody checked them. Nobody checked. Were they criminals? Were they from jails? We have them pouring out from jails. We have the worst criminals in all of these countries. 168 so far are registered. 168 countries. Right. They're in our country, and they said, if you come back, you will be executed. You will be killed immediately. Not going to be easy.
Not
but we'll do
be,
it.
Yeah. Bloody.
It's and you know, bloody. Getting them out will be a bloody story.
It is. Bloody story. I added that last section on again just to kind of emphasize it because, I mean, truly, this is how he talks behind closed doors, you know?
Well,
he brings up the bloody part of it.
Yeah.
He's got this in mind. This is what he's thinking. Mm-hmm. And this mass deportation may be bloody. And I think he's given us a tip of his hand on this one. So
this is in the campaign speech,
this is,
though.
Yeah, this is just
Mosini. It's all coming out.
It
now.
Is. It is coming out. He's desperate. He's going after everything on this one. But you know, after making all these crazy comments that he has made about arresting donors and illegal voters supposedly and political operatives and lawyers that defend Kamala and anyone else that's a Democrat, progressive, or liberal, you'd think that it might change people's minds about maybe voting for Trump at this point.
You would think.
But, you know, they interviewed Nikki Haley recently, and, you know, none of that really hasn't sunk in. So Cut 47 is going to demonstrate just that. This is insane. There's no excuse for this. Let's listen.
I don't think he's a good candidate.
I think he is the Republican nominee, and I think put him against Kamala Harris, who's the Democrat nominee. For me, it's not a question. Now, do I agree with his style? Do I agree with his approach? Do I agree with his communications? No. When I look at the policies and how they affect my family and how I think they're going to affect the country, that's where I go back and I look at the differences. I mean, these are the candidates we have been given.
Is there... What separation is she making there?
I don't know.
So if you arrest the people that don't support you, that doesn't affect her family or her in any way, shape, or form, or policy in this country.
It makes no sense at all.
Just a complete separation from reality there.
Yeah.
Oh, and someone in the Trump crowd fainted at this rally.
Oh, really?
Mosini.
No kidding.
And I just want to play this cut. This is cut 48. And you know, I'm surprised that this happened. It hasn't happened before. Let's check this out.
Okay.
Medic, please. Doctor, thank you. Thank you very much. Take your time.
Yeah, take your time, man.
Thank you, doctor.
Don't rush it. They fainted.
You get the greatest service here. It's amazing the way they just are right on it. Amazing.
Yeah, applause.
And some people are out here for 3 days.
Yeah.
3 days. So it's really incredible that things like this don't happen more often, actually. But they always turn out to be good. They're excited. They're excited by what we're doing because we're taking our country back from these lunatics. Take your time, doctor.
People were camped out quite a – my hometown news
station.
3 days? I don't think it was 3 days, but definitely It was – well, I heard from 4 in the morning. I wasn't sure if that was 4 in the morning on Friday, so a day and a half before the rally, or 4 in the morning on Saturday, the day of the rally. But people were out there in force ahead of time.
I'm sad the mosquitoes have gone away at this point. It would have been nice to have them for this event.
Just put some buckets of water out there.
Buckets of water. That's a good idea.
Yeah, stagnate and then you know have the swarms of mosquitoes attack the Trump crowd.
Well, just tomorrow's the big debate, you know, tomorrow night.
It is.
Have coverage on that on Civic Media, on the network between Trump
Kamala's
and Kamala
doing
Harris.
Some studying.
Yeah.
She's going over some old Trump debates.
Well,
is there any different?
Yeah. How's Trump's debate preparation?
Well, he's not doing anything, of course.
Nothing,
not at all.
Not a thing.
Because no one can tell him what to do or say. And they're really asking him to kind of just lay back.
Just kind of
tone it down. Very toned down, as he always is. And he always maintains that toned down attitude that he has.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow night.
Yeah. And it's just amazing that we haven't seen more people fainting at Trump rallies. I wish we could see more of that.
Okay.
But he's lamenting that. He would like to see that.
Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to Paul Fanland from the Capital Times about Idea Fest. That's coming up soon.
It is.
Yeah. 92.7, the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Thousands of people from literally around the world capitalized on Wisconsin's beautiful weather over the weekend at the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. And we're going to find out more about one of the very rare and special breeds that was a focal point next.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
If the Leicester long wool breed is one you're not familiar with in Wisconsin, well, guess what? You're not alone. The breed itself held its first card grading event at the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival in Jefferson for the first time outside of the East Coast. And the event's pretty rare to begin with, happening only once every 10 years. Abby Breed chaired the event and explains why the Leicester long wools are so special.
The majority of the population is based around Colonial Williamsburg and on the East Coast. And when we ran some data with the Livestock Conservancy, we determined that 85% of our new members and flock growth was here in the Midwest region. So this is the growth edge for the breed. And with more hobbyists and smaller farms that want a sheep that can give you high quality wool and meat and dairy, it's truly a triple threat breed. It just made sense.
Abby Breed describing the Leicester long wools to us. Now, physically, the sheep look like they've got dreadlocks. Their fleece is shiny, very square, tabletop-type body. They also have a mild temper and mild-tasting meat.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology.
Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
And this is a big time of the year for Wisconsin agritourism. Coming up on Wednesday, September 18th, they're hosting a special lunch and learn to help people better understand the ins and outs of being successful in Wisconsin agricultural tourism. It's co-hosted by the Wisconsin Farmers Union. You can find details at wisconsinfarmersunion.com/events. And that's just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Monday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow. Almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments.
Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. Greg Liana joins the show to tell us where we can see his indie film classic, and casting director Rex Sykes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8. From the Civic Media Mothership, it's the John and Gordy Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Decaffeinated Caffeine. For people who like feeling nervous and wide awake, but hate running to the bathroom all the time.
Good stuff.
You know. It is good stuff.
Potent, though.
Yeah.
Very potent. WMDX, 92.7 FM, and the John and Gordy Show. We're looking State Street this morning. Our temperature currently is about 105, isn't
it? No, it's 61 degrees, John, and highs today will be about 79 or 80 degrees.
Yeah, I should have had sunshine a T-shirt underneath the flannel shirt, but all I have is the flannel now, and I'm stuck.
You're stuck with it.
Damn.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is also brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
We've got our special guest in the studio, Paul Fanlund from the Cap Times, editor there. And also, we're going to talk about Idea Fest, which will be starting up.
Good morning, Paul.
This coming Sunday. Through Saturday, is that correct? Friday?
That's correct.
Okay, all right.
Sunday through Saturday.
Yep.
Okay. So how's it lining up? Give us some of the highlights that we can expect right out of the gate on Sunday.
Well, sure. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Yeah.
Been doing this. This is our eighth year, and this program, as I was saying off air, worked out in a way that was sort of 100. Batted 1,000 in terms of who we were going after this year.
Quite a lineup.
Yeah, it is. It is fantastic.
Some we're gratified.
Sunday is one of the most interesting sessions we've ever had. In March, David Marinus, whose father was editor of the Capital Times at one point, close friend, Pulitzer Prize-winning Washington Post journalist and author, sent me a link to a documentary called Into Sunlight, and it's a documentary of a dance that was created off of his book, They Marched Into Sunlight, which you might recall came out 20 years ago, and it was about 1967 Vietnam and Vietnam protests here. Mm-hmm. And there's a choreographer and a documentarian, and we're going to air that event or that film at the Historical Society on late on Sunday, and then have a conversation among the three of those folks. So that's a very unusual kind of session. Mm-hmm. About half of the 22 sessions we have for Idea Fest are political. I think Idea Fest is known for politics more than other subjects. And our probably two banner names this year are Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi on Monday night and a former Republican Congresswoman, Liz Cheney, on Friday night. Mm. Many other speakers as well.
Who would have predicted that Liz would become so popular at this point? And even Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, as I used to refer to him, is now supporting Kamala, right? Actually voting for Kamala, not voting for Trump, but voting for Kamala. They were big news.
Big news. And, you know, last year I was able to get Adam Kinzinger here, who represented a district down in my hometown of Rockford, Illinois. And I'd interviewed him 2 or 3 years ago. Anyway, we were able to secure his appearance. And I mentioned Friday night on stage before I introduced Bernie Sanders. So it was a crowd of Bernie Sanders enthusiasts.
Yeah.
That Adam Kinzinger was going to be there the next night. And the crowd erupted in applause for this conservative former Congressman Adam Kinzinger. And Kinzinger's appearance on Saturday night was maybe as emotional as any we've had in the 8 years of Idea Fest, talking about the threats and so forth. And I expect the Liz Cheney appearance to be much the same. She was born here. Her father was in graduate school here when she was born. So we're really going to be excited about that one too. And both the Cheney and Pelosi event sessions are going to air on your air. So we're very pleased
That. Yeah, I was on Civic Media. Yeah.
I was a little surprised. I want to talk about Adam just for a few seconds here because he spoke at the DNC. But he came across like he is a very strict conservative and will always be that way. And yet he was so welcomed by the Democrats at the convention. And now, as you mentioned here, his appearance at that event, people just loved him. You would think that could change his mind, you know, the acceptance of the other side to a person who is conservative, that it would have some influence on him and say, well, you know, maybe, you know, I don't have to be such a strict conservative. Maybe there's a good side to the other party as well, right?
I think so. Meeting him backstage, he had written a book as well, and I was just people came up to the stage afterwards, and he knelt down at the front and just sort of shook hands and touched hands. And he's a Air Force pilot, of course, and so there were some military veterans. It was just incredibly touching. And who knows Kamala Harris administration cabinet might look like with opportunities
that's
to look
true.
At people like
it could be part of that
about Adam Kinzinger. But back to this year's Idea Fest, you know, sometime in another situation, our first speaker on Monday night before Pelosi could be a headliner. Brandon Johnson, the youthful mayor of Chicago, John Nichols, our associate editor, is going to be talking to him. Wednesday night we have a conversation with John and Tommy Thompson, and talking about his 50 years in Wisconsin politics, including working as a student volunteer for Barry Goldwater in 1964. And later that night we have Doris Kearns Goodwin, the magnificent historian and author. Thursday night we have the husband-wife team of Peter Baker and Susan Glasser, he of the New York Times and she of the New Yorker. At a special fundraiser for journalism with Marinus, David Marinus, talking about the current state of political affairs, but also their book, which was probably the most important book on the entire Trump presidency. And on the Friday night, I mentioned the I'm just going to pause a second on the Friday night sessions. Dan Kaufman grew up, in fact, in my neighborhood. Sam Friedman and Dan Kaufman grew up. Dan Kaufman grew up in my neighborhood. One of the descriptions of it is it's been a pivotal state before. Wisconsin's been a pivotal state before, but Columbia University professor Sam Friedman and Dan Kaufman, author of a history about Republican domination in Wisconsin politics, are going to talk about the state of progressivism here and where it may be headed. And the moderator for that is Dan Balls, who's a friend and just a wonderful Freeport, Illinois native who has been a national political reporter and is the top national political reporter for the Washington Post and has been at Idea Fest two or three, four times.
We're talking with Paul Fanlon from the Capital Times about Idea Fest. And Paul, one of the questions I have for you at all these different events at the different venues, will the public have a chance? Will there be question and answer for most of these speakers, or how does that work?
You know, it's event by event. Some sessions we do have Q&As, some we don't, just because of the press of time. By the time I finish my introduction, our windows are not that long, so that's yet to be determined. I was anticipating a question about tickets. This is the first year in eight that we've sold out all of our tickets.
That was my next question.
I assume for Pelosi and Cheney, almost all of them will be used. However, we do have smaller venue events that we believe, based on our projections and our survey of ticket buyers, will have extra capacity, and you can still get free tickets to some of our events at captimesideafest.com. You can go there to find out more.
That's right. You've got something on beer.
Yeah, we do.
Of course.
It's
Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're following it up Wednesday night at the Barrymore. We're having a session on craft beer, where is craft beer over? And then we're doing a session on the housing crunch, the housing shortage. And we're taking that to the Barrymore because over time, the Idea Fest has tended to grow an older audience, and we're trying to diversify that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we're using six venues this year. We're using the Historical Society, Shannon Hall, which is the big theater, and the Memorial Union, the Edgewater Overture, Goodman Campus on the south side for a couple of sessions targeted at topics around communities of color, and finally the Barrymore.
And one of the guests that you have coming on Saturday night, Judy Collins, well-known activist and singer-songwriter, and that will be at Shannon Hall, correct?
That'll be at Shannon Hall. That'll be the first session Saturday night. John Nichols has known her for many years, and John and I were talking about this 3 or 4 months ago.
Do they have a duet?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to hear it. I'm still trying to not. She. So far, the idea is she'll bring her guitar, but I don't know exactly what John's plan is for that. That'll be exciting, and she's been around politics, since the '60s, certainly. And she's going to be followed by someone who I don't think I've ever had a speaker who the reaction is either I can't believe you have her or who's she, and that's Heather Cox Richardson, who writes a very popular daily essay about contemporary affairs, and she's fabulous. She has a huge following, and a bunch of people have said, I don't care what else I say, I've got to see Heather Cox Richardson, and that's Saturday night.
What social media does she post to?
A Substack.
Substack, okay.
Yeah, she has a Substack. Sure. She may have as big a readership on Substack as anyone. I get this name wrong sometimes. I think it's called Letters from an American is her daily. And what she does as a longtime journalist, what I love what she does is she takes the day's events and puts them in a historical context as only a historian can. And it's really, and it's not particularly bombastic. It's just it's just a wonderful it's an educational thing. If I were a high school teacher, I might suggest students read those for the history of it. Yeah,
we have Mike McCabe come in here every Wednesday morning. He also does a Substack article as well. Here's a question I have. It has to do with Tommy Thompson. Okay, we love Tommy. He really loves Wisconsin. His dedication to the UW is just, unquestioned. But at the same time, he has turned into a MAGA and is supporting Trump in this state, asking that people go out to the universities and, go out to the neighborhoods and support Trump. What do you think of something like, it's kind of not good for his legacy, what he has done for this state and his ability to compromise with the Democrats. All of a sudden, we're just seeing somebody completely different in that body.
I met Tommy 40-some years ago. I was covering the legislature for the Wisconsin State Journal, and Tommy was the third seat next to John Shabazz, became a federal judge, and David Prosser became a Supreme Court justice. And I love Tommy. I have a long-time friendship with him, and he is one of the most sincere, decent people, asking about your family, your health, how the Capital Times is doing. He's really interested in local media. It is eternally mystifying that he continues to take these positions, because he does so much. He supported the university, and that's out of fashion, in MAGA world now, in the Republican world now. And he served as interim president and did it.
Defended the university during
the
COVID.
University.
It was just an amazing.
Yeah. It's a head scratcher. I don't know what to say about it, because every other, he was one of the most important politicians for winning and then wanting to win over those who didn't vote for him and being willing to listen to others.
Big on public education.
It couldn't be more 180 degrees different than the contemporary Republican Party. I don't know.
Talking with Paul Fanlon here. We're almost out of time here, Paul. But one event coming up on Wednesday night, this one is just a little bit different. Unleashing Atomic Energy on Cancer, Moving from Oppenheimer to Theranostics. I think I've got that right.
Yeah, Theranostics. This is one of the sessions. UW Health came in this year as a sponsor. We're very glad to have them. And beyond beyond UW Health, it's the Carbone Cancer Center. And I met with Howard Bailey, who's the retiring head of the Carbone Cancer Center. And this is just a fascinating development of science in which you can use isotopes to isolate cancer and reduce in it. So it's pretty wonky. We have some healthcare things. We've talked mostly about politics here, but the whole schedule is available at catimesidfs.com.
I want to go over that schedule in just a few moments. We'll hold you over and recap.
We'll be back that part of it. Paul Fanlon from the Cap Times right after this on the John and Gordy Show at WMDX.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. on 540 a.m. WAUK. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Coffee. It's coffee time.
WMDX 92.7 FM, the John and Gordy Family Show. We're talking about the Cap Times Idea Fest with Paul Fanlon from the Capital Times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were just mentioning in the last break about healthcare and covering some of the issues in healthcare, and it seems to be one of the biggest employers in Dane County as well.
Yes, we were talking about that off air. Some of our major sponsors, and you know, I have to be clear in this day and age of media and media challenges, financial challenges, Idea Fest is an important driver for the Capital Times, both financially and also for stature in the community. And we have healthcare. Sponsors, and we clearly label when we do sessions around sponsored topics that they're not editorial. There's a certain church and state separation there. Mm-hmm. But the sessions, some of our sponsored sessions have been some of our most interesting through the years, through all 8 years. We're talking about Theranostics. That's from University, UW Health and the Carbone Cancer Center. Mm-hmm. And we're doing something on how artificial intelligence is changing healthcare with our partners, HealthX Ventures, which is a venture capital fund focused on healthcare, IT.
That'll be interesting with AI and what it can do and what it can contribute to ideas and possible alternatives, just to ask that simple question to AI.
Absolutely. And again, it gives me a chance to just double back on the fact that while our biggest names clearly are political.
Yes.
There are a bunch of other sessions. I'm going to be across the street here a week from tomorrow night with a session in the Playhouse on live theater in a digital age. And we're going to have the top administrators from Forward Theater and American Players Theater, an actor, and an expert from the University of Wisconsin with our Lindsay Christians, who's our wonderful arts editor. She's just terrific in these situations, talking about that topic. And yeah. So that's just something different.
I know that something has happened with that. You can now buy tickets and then watch the performance at home.
Yeah.
Is that something that's taking place there?
It is. You know, of course, the pandemic drove that mm-hmm. as those theater groups tried to keep their heads above water. I don't know that they're promoting that or doing a lot with that now, but I think it'll be an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Paul, one of the things you have coming up on Wednesday is how can we afford to live in Madison, talking about affordable housing, and that's going to be at the Barrymore. Moderator is Allison Garfield. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think that's on the minds of a lot of people. It costs more than ever. Mm-hmm. Housing costs in Madison.
And the zoning problem that's tied in with that.
Yeah. The Allison is our City Hall reporter, and actually she's, I don't know if this has been out there in the public, she is leaving us. She's leaving the city, and we're going to be choosing a new City Hall reporter. But she is going to moderate that discussion, and that is a topic of huge concerns. The rising rents in town and home prices is hugely demonstrable, and this session will explore those topics and mm-hmm. where we go. And I mentioned earlier that Idea Fest has, through the first 7 years, tended to draw a very engaged audience, but an older one. Yeah. And so we actually went out of our way to choose the Barrymore and these kind of topics to draw a different kind of audience.
Well, we got the college crowd back again.
We
so
do.
Let's hope we can get them in there as well. Again, let's talk about the tickets mm-hmm. and attending this event. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sure. The tickets are sold out for access to everything. However, we have some tickets available for free at individual small. So I think you can go to the Barrymore for free if you go online and register even today for that thing. So go to CaptainsIDFS.com and learn more.
Okay. All right. And let's just recap some of the names that you have coming in, because mm-hmm. we talked about them earlier in our conversation. Mm-hmm. But Nancy Pelosi,
the big
Liz
name
Cheney.
Starts on Monday with Nancy
yep.
Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi Monday, Liz Cheney Friday, Judy Collins Saturday, Heather Cox Richardson Saturday, Tommy Thompson and Doris Kearns Goodwin on Wednesday, mm-hmm. Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, on Monday. Peter Baker and Susan Glasser of the New York Times and the New Yorker on Thursday. And, you know, those are probably the top-level names.
Are you, quite the lineup.
It is a fantastic lineup. I mean, really, like you say, you batted 1,000 on this when you're just looking for 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one thing I'd like to know is, are you videotaping this? Is this something you could, yes. show people later on?
Absolutely. We are videoing them. They won't be live streamed. They won't be live video.
Right.
They will be, as we mentioned earlier, on your air. Pelosi and Cheney evenings will be on Civic Media. We do record them, and they will be available a day or two after, both on YouTube and on through CapTimesIDFS.com for viewing.
Very good.
Fantastic.
Well, Paul, thanks for coming in. And again, we'll have coverage on Civic Media throughout the week on those different events and recap some of your coverage. So.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here this morning, and it's great to see you.
Yeah.
And we'd love to see people yeah. support the Cap Times as well. It's online. It was a great newspaper. I love the Cap Times, and it was just real paper.
Yeah.
Now it's online, but you need help.
And
financial help and contributions are wonderfully accepted.
We do have a membership program. We're not behind a paywall. Our content is not mm-hmm. behind a paywall, and we do run a membership program, and we'd welcome all those out there who like us to support us.
And the print edition still exists and still comes out every Wednesday.
Tabloid too. On Wednesday, absolutely.
Very good. Paul, thank you for coming in. That's Paul Fanlon.
Yeah, that's great.
From the Capital Times. Keep in touch.
Will do.
Love to have you back sometime.
Okay.
And that is going to wrap it up for the John and Gordy Show for today.
It is. We've got so many stories
yes.
that we did not manage to get to.
We will hold them over till tomorrow. Dylan yeah. Brogan will be our guest tomorrow, talking about the Metro Transit and BRT.
That's right.
We'll have him in. And that'll do it for us. And Stephanie Miller is coming up next right here on 92.7 WMDX. Have a great day.
All right. Take care.
So long.
Do it.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader Democrat Tim Cullen to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation helping Wisconsinites be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.